We're ready now. Good evening, everyone. Welcome. Sorry, Mr. Funkhauser, 5 minutes late. To the Tuesday, September 24th, Yorkville City Council meeting. We are now called to order. And I think, Rusty, I think it's your turn to lead us in the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Very nice. Thank you. And now we will have the roll call.
Koch is absent. Tranzier?
Here.
Plocher?
Here.
Soling?
Here.
Funkhauser?
Here.
Merrick?
Here.
Terulis?
Here.
Cornelius?
Here.
We have a quorum.
Very nice. So I don't know if this is considered an amendment or not, but make sure I heard this correctly, Christy. Under Planning and Zoning Commission, item 1, PZC 2401 and EDC 2453, we're looking to table that until October 8th. Is that correct?
Correct. The petitioner has requested that.
The petitioner has. Okay. And do we have to make a motion when we
at
get to that?
Time, yes.
At that time? Okay. Yes. Perfect. I just want everyone to be aware, because if I start asking for a motion on that, it's to table it until the next meeting. Okay, presentations. I don't think we have any presentations. Hopefully people on Zoom can hear me. Is this thing working? It's not working, is it? What the heck's going on? No, it was green. Now it's red. Mm-hmm. Hello?
I'm not getting anything back there.
You're not anymore. I apologize.
That's all right, happens.
Okay. Hopefully you can pick that up there, Ethan. No public hearing, is that correct?
Correct.
Is it working? Sweet. Are there any citizen comments either here or in Zoom land who would like to comment on the agenda? If so, please step to the microphone, or if you're on Zoom, just say hello, I'd like to speak, and we can let you speak. Nobody? Okay. Are you two back there for school?
No.
Did they tell you we stay till 8 o'clock no matter how long the meeting is?
No.
Okay, so hopefully you got a lot of paper to take notes. Yeah, and this meeting could even go to 10. It's gonna be a long one, okay?
Fine.
So, do you have curfew or anything like that?
Yes, sir.
Okay, perfect. next we have, I'm just kidding. So I couldn't do it all that. It shouldn't be that long, not 10 at least. We have a consent agenda. I'm looking for a motion to approve the consent with the August 27th and September 10th City Council meeting minutes, bill payments totaling $2,061,779.97. PW 2024-74 East Van Emmon Street resurfacing project with a resolution to approve the engineering agreement and the second amendment to the annual budget. Related to that, also PW 2475, a resolution authorizing the city's share of construction and construction engineering costs for the roadway improvement of the East Van Emmon Street resurfacing project. Holy cow. PW 2478, ordinance authorizing the acquisition of certain easements for the extension of water main, Grace Community Church. That's for the DuPage Water Commission project. The last time they were making notes, DWC, DuPage Water Commission. It's good stuff to write in your reports for school. And then 2480 Faxon Road Construction Engineering Change Order for $43,798 to approve the Faxon Road Construction Engineering. And that's assuming we get the money. Rob, did we get the money yet?
Not yet.
We were told we'd have it by Friday. I don't know which Friday, but hopefully we'll have the money soon because we're running out of time here. And finally, the Treasurer's Report for August 2024. I'm looking for a motion in a second.
So moved.
Second.
Terulis, Funkhauser, just to be clear for all of you, this does need 6 affirmative votes because we do have a budget amendment. So it normally take simple majority. This needs 6. Okay, roll call, please.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Terulis?
Aye.
Tranzier?
Aye.
Soling?
Aye.
Merrick?
Aye.
Cornelius?
Aye.
Plocher?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Oh, we got 7. Wasn't there a movie about the 7, something, 7, well, there was 7 Samurai, and there was a Western about that too, right?
Magnificent 7.
The Magnificent 7, yeah, that had kind of a cool Western song too. Thank you. Okay, hour of the mayor's report. So I have a couple things, of course, that aren't written. The first is, it's Lung Cancer Awareness Week coming up, and I was asked to read this. This is from Aaron Ripsky from the Health Department, the Kendall County Health Department. I was just asked to read it. I'll read it. I'm reaching out to you about our upcoming Lung Cancer Awareness Day to be held at Waterford Place across the street from Rush Hospital in Aurora. The event will be at 9 to 11 a.m. on Saturday, November 2nd, and there will be a pre-event registration offered through Rush. The focus of this event will be to provide a brief educational talk on the importance of radon testing and mitigation, smoking cessation, and screening for lung cancer. Afterwards, we will be hosting a white ribbon finishing session where attendees will be able to sticker painted ribbons and sign them back and provide messages of hope, solidarity, and encouragement. These ribbons will be kept by a Rush Hospital and be given to cancer patients. There will also be a number of events and initiatives held before the event to promote it and educate on simple steps to take to fight lung cancer. So thank you. I was asked to read that, not only through the health department, by the former mayor, Valerie Byrd. Would that be Madam Valerie Byrd? How would you say that? I'm not quite sure. Anyway, Valerie Byrd. Okay, that's the first thing. The second thing is, I was so fortunate, before tonight's meeting, I was able to attend a red, white, and blue birthday party for our state's attorney, Eric Weiss. So he asked me to cancel the meeting. I said, Eric, I can't do that. You're important, but not that important. But I will wish you a happy birthday at the meeting. Actually, I didn't tell him that part. So if you put it on the radio, you let him know. And years ago, way before you were around covering, when I was on the county side, Eric and I used to fight. I was a budget person, budget chair, and we fought. And you ask him, Transier, you ask him one day, hey, what about the $1 line item in your budget? You ask him about that. Oh, my God. We fought about a dollar. It was fun, though. Okay. Next under Mayor's Report, I am looking for a motion and a second to approve a resolution in the support of Illinois Transportation Enhancement Program, ITEP, grant application for streetscape improvements, including bicycle and pedestrian improvements on East Hydraulic Avenue, Mill Street, and Eustis. And this is what we discussed last couple meetings. So I'm looking for a motion and a second.
So moved.
Second.
Merrick and Soling, are there any questions or comments? Roll call, please.
Terulis?
Aye.
Transier?
Yes.
Soling?
Aye.
Merrick?
Yes.
Cornelius?
Aye.
Plocher?
Yes.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you very much. Okay. So take notes. This part, DuPage Water Commission coming up here. Okay. Next, I'm looking for an approval of 2024-75, a resolution authorizing an amendment to the second escrow IGA by and among the United City of Yorkville, the Village of Oswego, the Village of Montgomery, and the DuPage Water Commission.
So moved.
For a second?
Second.
Second by Terulis. Any questions or comments? This just is a next step of paperwork, right? As you told me earlier, Eric, mounds of paperwork or piles of paperwork?
That's a lot of paperwork for this.
We're making progress. So this, for you two in the back, because I know you're very interested. So Yorkville, Oswego, and Montgomery, we need to figure out a long-term water plan. And our long-term water plan is to get water through Lake Michigan. But we're doing it through DuPage. DuPage County has DuPage Water Commission. They've had Lake Michigan water for about 40 years. We're going to tap into that and share the water with all them. So there you go. You learned something today, probably. Maybe not. Anyway, any questions or comments? Roll call, please.
Transier.
Aye.
Soling?
Aye.
Merrick?
Aye.
Cornelius?
Aye.
Plocher?
Yes.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Terulis?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Sweet. Okay. Now we have the Public Works Committee. Oh, we have some cool things. This is not me, though.
Looking for a motion to approve the 2025 paving plan as presented in packet material PW 2024-73.
Is there a second?
I'm making the motion.
Second.
Second by Merrick. Questions, comments? So this takes care of, this is what, the 2025 one, right? Adds several subdivision clusters, which would include Bristol Bay. What is that one there to the left? Is that Boomba? No, what is that? No, that's the east.
Water Parkway.
Oh, Water Parkway. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's east of 47. Okay. And then, Seaver, what's your subdivision called? I always forget.
Prairie Meadows.
Prairie Meadows is on there. Did you know that? That's on there, Prairie Meadows? Can I count your vote? Heartland Circle. And then on the southwest side, I guess south of over West 47, the old part of town, we're doing some projects there. And that's a lot of that's through water improvement projects, correct? So, and obviously this is, what's that?
Beecher?
Oh yeah, Beecher, over there by the Target. Nice. Very nice. Did I miss any others?
You're good.
Okay, thank you. And this obviously is subject to budgeting.
Right.
So if the budget is good, we'll do these. If the budget's not as strong, we won't do as many. And if the budget's really good, we might do more. So any questions, comments? Y'all want to look at this map? Will that help you at all? Or you don't really care?
I'd like to look at it.
Here, I'll just bring it to you. You can take it with, too.
His gavel.
That used to be a basketball.
What's that?
Sorry.
I thought about being. This is for a government class, right?
This is for civics.
Civics. Yeah, I thought about being a civics teacher, but I swear too much for being a teacher. And they all laugh because it's true. So, anyway, okay. Where the heck was I? Oh, the Road to Better Roads. We have a motion and a second. Anyone besides myself want to talk? Okay. No. Roll call, please.
Soling.
Aye.
Merrick.
Yes.
Cornels.
Aye.
Clocher.
Yes.
Funkhauser.
Aye.
Trulis.
Aye.
Transier.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you. Proceed, please.
PW 2024-76. Make a motion to approve a resolution authorizing the purchase of a trackless blue flail mower from EJ Equipment Incorporated in the amount not to exceed $39,960 and authorize the mayor and city clerk to execute.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Funkhauser. And Eric, this will help us do along the ditches and the roads. And
it'll make it a lot safer, I should say. This will be able to do the steep grades. It'll also be able to go up 13 and a half foot in the air and get some of the limbs that are hanging over the roadways without us being out in actual traffic.
Could you use that to trim trees in?
You can. It's not real pretty, but like in a case like River Road where some of the stuff is growing like a shrub right over the edge, you can just turn it sideways and go right along.
So just a bit of advice, just tell your guys and or ladies, whoever's operating, your operators, watch out for like power lines. That would not be good.
That is correct.
Yeah, that would be a lot less safe. Okay, questions or comments? Roll call.
Merrick.
Yes.
Cornels.
Aye.
Clocher.
Yes.
Funkhauser.
Aye.
Trulis.
Aye.
Transier.
Aye.
Soling.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you. Next.
PW 2024-77, a motion to approve a resolution approving a proposal from Joe Ford Incorporated to the United City of Yorkville, Campbell County, Illinois, for the vehicle maintenance and authorize the mayor and city clerk to execute.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Transair. So it's 1 year with up to three additional years of extensions, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Correct? Yeah, perfect. Other questions, comments? Roll call.
Cornels.
Aye.
Clocher.
Yes.
Funkhauser.
Aye.
Trulis.
Aye.
Transier.
Yes.
Soling.
Aye.
Merrick.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you. Anything else? Mr. Vice Chair? EDC report, anything?
No report.
Public safety report?
Tonight.
Admin?
No report.
Park board? That's back to me. Okay. Item 2024-76, I'm looking for a motion to approve the donation of certain used playground equipment to Kids Around the World, a non-for-profit entity, and this is regarding Rice Park.
So moved.
I heard, is that Rusty?
Mm-hmm.
Nice. And then I think it's Soling over there?
Yep.
Nice. And this is, Tim, the same firm we used with Sleaser Park, was it?
Yes, sir.
And that worked out real well, didn't it?
Very well.
That park turned out awesome, by the way, Sleaser Park.
Very nice.
Scott, so thank you. Turn out really nice. So again, they're gonna take this out for us, saves us a lot of time, and then they take it to some, most likely third world country. And,
yes. Actually, Sleaser is going to the Dominican Republic and Scott's going on that trip in solitary.
Nice.
So, first week of November.
Get your yellow fever shot or whatever the heck. Malaria, all that stuff. Good for you. Any questions, comments? Roll call.
Clocher?
Yes.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Trulis?
Aye.
Trinzier?
Aye.
Soling?
Aye.
Merrick?
Yes.
Cornels?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Awesome, thank you.
This one has this, an extra part.
Oh. Okay. I'm looking for 2024-77. A motion to approve a resolution authorizing the purchase of playground equipment and game time, or from game time, in the amount not to exceed $192,896.85 for Rotary Park, and authorize the mayor and city clerk to execute and to authorize staff to apply for the game time inclusive fascination factor playground structure grant. That is hard to say. That's, I'm looking for a motion second, and we'll go.
So moved.
Thank you. Oh, nice. Or Terulis and then Merrick. Okay, so I'm going to try this in a nutshell. And Tim, you'll probably have to back me up. Unless you all read your memo, then you're probably more educated than I am. So this whole thing is $355,000. The whole.
If we bought it.
If we bought outright. But we're looking for a grant for $163,000.
So if we apply for the grant, get 100% of the matching funds, it would be like 177. We would owe half. So like 177.
And this is a lot larger footprint than what we have now, and it is also more inclusive, correct? And explain that. So explain that a little bit, please.
Yeah, so I mean, inclusive just means it allows kids of any abilities to be able to access all the amenities on the playground, or much more amenities than we have. All the playgrounds we have are ADA accessible, but obviously, you know, a lot of them are vertical. It's harder for kids with different abilities to get up to access them or to do other things. A playground like this is more horizontal. Kids of all abilities, their parents, their grandparents, the ability to interact with them in a safer environment and be able to access more amenities and offer more amenities to kids, maybe parents or grandparents of different abilities. And to yours, it's going to be at least double the size of what we currently have with the footprint out there.
And we have the money in the budget, so we're not asking for additional funds in the budget.
Correct.
Questions? Comments? I know it's the first time a lot of you heard it. Dan?
How does the grant process work? Is this something that if you apply, you expect it to get approved, or is it going to be you apply with other municipalities?
Well, I mean, it's our assumption is it's not the state. This is through game time. Is that they have a pot of money, and once it's gone, it's gone.
Okay.
So and we're going to apply if it gets approved today. We kind of already typed up the grant. We've actually had discussions with our contact with them. We'll submit it immediately. We should know by the grant relatively quickly if we receive the 100% matching funds.
If you don't receive the funds, are you still on the hook to purchase the full equipment? Okay.
No.
So the purchases.
We would have to go back to the council, probably go through a bunch of process if there's something we'd like to pursue differently.
So it's contingent on the grant being right. Thank you.
And they're looking to approve it pretty quickly, you said?
I mean, we expect to know by the end of October, beginning of November, because we have to, once they say yes, I think we have to purchase it pretty much immediately, and we expect to have it by December.
Other questions or comments? Good questions.
I guess I would just request that the council be notified, you know, once we get the answer.
Definitely.
Awesome. Excellent. Any others? Okay, we'll do a roll call, please.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Terulis?
Aye.
Trinzier?
Yes.
Soling?
Aye.
Merrick?
Yes.
Cornels?
Aye.
Clocher?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Excellent. Thank you. Thank you for your support. I know staff thanks you, and I know there's people in the community looking for this type of playground, so they all thank you as well. That's awesome. Thank you. Okay, Planning and Zoning Commission, item 1, 2024-01 and EDC 2024-53. Yorkville Renewables Solar, NextAmp. I'm looking for a motion and a second to table this till October 8th.
Hello.
Second.
Soling and who was over here?
Clocher.
Okay. Roll call, please.
Terulis.
Aye.
Trinzier.
Yes.
Soling.
Aye.
Merrick.
Aye.
Cornels.
Aye.
Clocher.
Yes.
Funkhauser.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Okay. Planning and Zoning Commission continued. We have 2024-17 and 2024-61 in ordinance approving an amendment to the Yorkville UDO regarding Chapter 8 UDO review and approval procedures. And this is, Christy, a clarification to make sure language is
sure for correct. Public hearings and mailing notices for annexation agreement and other small housekeeping.
And correct. We found some areas where the language was maybe not as clear as it should be.
Correct.
Okay. Excellent. Questions or comments? Need a motion first, sorry.
Summit.
Funkhauser, is there a second? Merrick, did you?
Second.
I thought I saw that.
Absolutely.
Okay.
4-3, bring it home.
I like that. Keep bringing it home for another 4 years. Any discussion? Roll call, please.
Merrick?
Yes.
Cornelius?
Aye.
Plocher?
Yes.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Trulis?
Aye.
Transier?
Aye.
Soling?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you. Next, we have PZC 2418, EDC 2454, Kendall County Petition 2407, 1.5 mile review for 7789 Route 47. Staff had no issues or objections, is that correct?
Correct, and I'm in the PZC.
Okay, so I'm looking for a motion and a second.
So moved.
Second.
Plocher, Transier, any discussion? Roll call.
Cornelius?
Aye.
Plocher?
Yes.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Trulis?
Aye.
Transier?
Yes.
Soling?
Aye.
Merrick?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you. And similarly, PZC 2420 and EDC 2462, Kendall County Petition 2422, 1.5 mile review for 108835 Legion Road. I'm looking for a motion and a second.
So moved.
Second.
Merrick and Plocher, discussion, roll call.
Plocher?
Yes.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Trulis?
Aye.
Transier?
Aye.
Soling?
Aye.
Merrick?
Yes.
Cornelius?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you. City Council report?
No
City
report.
Clerk report?
No report.
Community liaison reports. Either of you? No? Okay, perfect. Just checking. Staff report?
No report.
Oh my God, yes. Oh, thank you. Sorry, this is so important too.
And just kind of two things this week, just update the council and the community on. Obviously, it's homecoming week for the Yorkville School District. The homecoming parade is Thursday at 5:30 over by the high school. The city's Parks and Rec preschool program will have a float in the parade.
Thank you for attending.
As well as this weekend is your Oktoberfest down at Riverfront Park on Friday and Saturday night, the Kiwanis Club Oktoberfest, as well as we will be opening the Scarecrow Walk on Friday.
And at the Yorktoberfest, they have staff specifically with shirts for picking up trash. So I thought it was pretty cool. Mm-hmm. Hopefully the weather holds off. Anything else? Chris, you have anything you want to add to that? Okay. Sweet. Okay, thank you for the reminder. Sorry about that, Tim. Mayor's report, city building updates. We did get, what, 8 RFQs or Ps? I always forget.
RFQs.
RFQs. For the public works building, I haven't looked at all of them, but there's been some real nice entries, I guess if you'd call them that, submissions. And water, we've talked about water here. So city building update, we're building a new public works building. And so we have these firms who want to be, is it the general contractor or is it construction manager?
Construction
manager. They want to be the construction manager for the city because this is going to be, I think, what was it? Last time we talked, $65 million? Was that right, Council? Just kidding. It's going to be about $35, $37 million, somewhere in there.
Sure.
And so anyway, we're going to pick a firm to help us do that project. Okay. Nothing else in water. Additional business? Anyone?
No.
It's not 8 o'clock yet. Citizen comments?
Wait, you don't want to talk about IML?
Oh, my God. IML was a blast. Some great training, great networking, great karaoke, too. What's that?
Bright Farms.
Oh, yeah. Thank you for the reminder. Yeah, good. See, Christy, Bright Farms is finally up and running. And we did a tour. Christy and Lynn and I and Bart did a tour about 2 weeks ago, right? Mm-hmm. It's pretty amazing. I don't know what the rules are if they're going to do other tours, but I can't believe how automated it is and how clean it is, sanitizes. We had to put on these little outfits. I felt like I was a doctor. Little booty things, you know, over your shoes. And we had to step into this, like, talcum powder with whatever. I don't know if it's talcum powder. And then it was so clean. But then we did get to take a tour. We saw how automated it was. We got to take home some lettuce. It's fantastic. I don't know. Anything else I need to add to that, Christy?
No.
We got to film a commercial, too, or a video or something. Yeah, I don't know if they'll actually use it. Probably took 35 minutes, and they won't use 2 seconds of it, but it was fun. Len, anything to add? It was pretty slick. It really was. And they have room there for up to...
A nice mural that's being painted.
What's that?
A mural mural.
Oh, yeah, there's a dude painting a mural there, and he's some famous muralist, but I can tell you his name. I don't know if muralist is a word even, but I made it up. And if you look, that's how most words come. They're made up somewhere, you know, whether it's 100 years ago, 20 years ago, 1,000 years ago. That's what they call etymology. Yeah. You know what the etymology of etymology is? I don't either. Anyway, okay. So, do we have any other citizen comments? Do we have a need for executive session?
Yes, sir.
Oh, thank God. This is going on. Okay, I'm looking for a motion and a second to adjourn.
Second.
Second by Merrick. All in favor? Okay, thank you.